La 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 la.
Sulam, Egeret Yotchet.
From Baal HaSulam, letter number 18. First thing in the morning, when he rises from sleep, he should sanctify the first moment with Bekut with him, pour out his heart to the Creator to keep him all the 24 hours of the day. So no idle thing will pass through his mind, and he will not imagine that it is impossible or above nature, because the image of nature that creates an iron wall, etc. And one should cancel the partitions of nature that he feels. But first, he should believe that their partitions of nature do not separate him from him. And then he should pray from the bottom of his heart, even for something that is above his natural desire. And understand this always, even when forms that are not of kedusha, of holiness, shall go through him. He will stop immediately, and immediately when he remembers, he will pour out his heart, that henceforth the Creator will save him from cessation of Dvikut with him with all his might. And gradually his heart will be appeased to the Creator, will want the Creator, and the Creator's will succeed by his hand. Now, in the tens, we will build together a prayer for avud between us. Again, in the tens, we build together a prayer for avud between us. We begin with, first of all, I'm asking not to want anything for me, because the greatness of the Creator is our primary goal. We have to remind ourselves again the greatness of the goal, to renew our goal even before its greatness, that we want to be adhered among us, to create a kli for the revelation of the Creator, to bestow contentment upon him. Right, and such a lesson immediately after a congress, you can feel how the friends should build, should rebuild that mutual point of annulment, the prayer for there's none else besides him. We've been given a chance to scatter everything and rebuild it on a new level. To have an atmosphere where everyone feels his responsibility for all the friends. Next friend. To be only beneficial, contributing parts, pieces of the system, that everyone will pray for his friend and nothing at all for himself. Next friend, that we will ask for the friends, that the friend's desire to achieve spirituality will be realized. Next friend. Because the friends deserve it. They made every effort, every possible effort, and they're continuing to do it. They really want it, and the Creator really wants to give them. Next friend. It feels like after the Congress, besides the great impression that remains, it's still not clear. And we have to renew the covenant between us, the commitment to take on our shoulders the burden and continue. Next friend, and remember that the burden is never of our own, but each one can correct all his friends. Only by giving confidence and greatness of the goal and help every friend to rise above the will to receive, that's the only way we can build a common desire. Next friend, and return to the prayer, the most basic prayer, Tzimtzum Aleph, where we just ask, even if it's words that don't feel, we don't know what it means, but we ask to come out of ourselves, what it means not to think of ourselves and think only of the friends.
Yeah, we ask that the Creator will make it so that we won't think of ourselves.
That we will only have the strength to do what we must toward the meeting with the people of Israel, so we can work as much as possible and be as much as we can in prayer and in work that is directed and deliberate and not just flowing, going with the flow.
That we will be full of joyfulness and gratitude for what we went through and what we're going to in this wondrous connection.
And speaking of the future, a lesson begins now with great joy, and we have a chance to make a common effort and a common work. We've been privileged with being together.
And we'll start the greatness of the Creator and our desire to cling to Him together. And from this come to annulment and everything we know we have to achieve. But we just have to re-enter the feeling, the thought, this adhesion in the Upper One.
In truth, this is the most special time of the year. It's in between the congresses, between the end of the Arava Congress, the Congress in the Desert, and the Great Convention. Now we just need to make ourselves even more cohesive and then go out to the people.
Now when the friends speak, it feels to me like this excitement, like when you take domino pieces to, you know, it's like this great art that the Creator has made has been finished, and now we're building the preparations for the next thing, and, you know, someone is going to just hit it and everything is gonna, you know, fall. So there's this excitement.
I had a chance to talk to some friends who are going to come. And I think now it's different. I'm expecting them to experience something else. And we're basically in our inner perception going into one long congress. Externally, it may look like different things, but internally, it's about worrying about something that is not me, broader circles.
Yeah, we learned how to move from me to the 10, to the group, and how to move to responsibility to towards everyone, and we're here to realize it by demanding from the light to come and work through us.
In the end, this inner frequency we created at the Arava, the Desert Congress, this inner confidence is what people who come will feel. And the externality will clothe in the internality.
And eventually, as we started, that the attention will not be on ourselves, but that central point between us.
Lay la 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 la